Jimi Hendrix. Trinadapi sunichena toror iva sahishnuna. Amanina manadena kirtaniya sada hari. Hare nama, harinamai vikivalam. Kalo nasyeva, nasyeva, nasyeva gatiranyata. My name is Narantara Das. I'm a disciple of Srila Prabhupada.
Mi nombre es Narantara Das y soy un discípulo de Srila Prabhupada.
I became his initiated disciple in 1974.
Yo me convertí en un discípulo iniciado en 1974.
Tonight is what is called Prabhupada Noche.
Y esta es la que llamamos la noche de Srila Prabhupada.
So I have arranged something very special.
Por lo que yo he arreglado algunas cosas especiales.
I'm going to read excerpts from the writings of one of his close servants.
Voy a leer extractos de los escritos de algunos de sus cercanos sirvientes.
Somebody who had much personal association with him.
De una persona que tuvo una asociación personal muy cercana con Srila Prabhupada.
As for myself, I had poquito, pequeño.
En cuanto por mí, yo tuve solo poquito de asociación.
But some of his disciples spent much time with him personally.
Pero algunos de sus discípulos estuvieron mucho tiempo personalmente con él.
And I empower you that you can do this expertly. So the servant's name is Sruti Kirtidasa. I went through his entire book today and picked out the best episodes. And of course, my first reading, my favorite topic,
Dieciséis rondas.
Jai. So Shruti Kirti writes,
así que Shruti Kirti escribió,
it was easy to understand
era fácil de comprender,
that Srila Prabhupada enjoyed chanting japa.
Que Srila Prabhupada disfrutaba cantando su japa.
He always stressed the importance
él siempre resaltó la importancia
of chanting 16 rounds.
De cantar 16 rondas.
He once told me,
él una vez me dijo,
that when he was a householder,
que cuando él era un hombre de familia,
he used a simple process
él usaba un proceso muy sencillo
for completing 16 rounds
para completar sus 16 rondas.
That anyone could apply.
Que cualquiera podría aplicar.
He said,
él dijo,
when I was a householder,
cuando era un hombre de familia,
I would chant 4 rounds before each meal.
Yo cantaba 4 rondas antes de cada comida.
So 3 meals, that meant 12 rounds.
Por lo tanto, 3 comidas quiere decir 12 rondas.
And I would chant 4 rounds before going to sleep at night.
Y cantaría las últimas 4 rondas antes de irme a dormir en la noche.
In this way, 16 rounds could be chanted without difficulty.
De esta manera, 16 rondas pueden ser cantadas sin dificultad.
Then he laughed.
Y entonces él se rió.
And then he said,
y luego dijo,
if you don't take prasadam,
si tú no tomas prasadam
before chanting your 4 rounds,
antes de cantar tus 4 rondas,
then you will be sure to get them chanted. Then you will be sure to get them chanted. Once in the Los Angeles temple, he told me,
una vez en el templo de Los Ángeles, él me dijo,
in the evening, if I get tired,
en la tarde, si es que me canso,
I walk and chant.
Yo camino y canto.
If you are tired,
y si usted está cansado,
then walk and chant like I do.
Entonces, camine y cante como yo lo hago.
Sometimes, if I am tired,
algunas veces, si es que estoy cansado,
I pace back and forth in my room. I walk back and forth in my room.
Camino de un lado a otro por mi pieza.
Simply in one room, you can do everything.
Simplemente en una pieza, tú
If you are tired,
si tú estás cansado,
you can stand up and chant like I do.
Te puedes poner de pie y cantar como yo lo hago.
Shruti Kirti continues.
Shruti Kirti continuó.
It was common to see Srila Prabhupada,
era común ver a Srila Prabhupada
walk in his quarters,
caminar en un cuarto,
or sit in his rocking chair,
o sentarse en su mesilla mecedora,
while he chanted his rounds.
Mientras él cantaba sus rondas.
In the evening,
y en la tarde,
sometimes he chanted his rounds,
algunas veces él cantaba sus rondas,
while I did his massage in bed. He would say, now I am finished. One day I was in his sitting room and cleaning around his desk. He was sitting behind his desk chanting japa. As he pulled down a counter bead, counter bead. Okay. He looked at me with a beautiful smile and said humorously, there, I have finished my 16 rounds. Now I can do any damn thing I want. Yes. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yes.
Devotees often ask Prabhupada,
los devotos, comúnmente le preguntaban a Prabhupada,
would ask about following certain rules,
le preguntaban con respecto a seguir ciertas reglas,
in regards to Ekadashi,
con respecto al Ekadashi,
or following other rituals.
O con respecto a seguir otros rituales.
Prabhupada responded, my disciples, they cannot even chant 16 rounds and following the principles. What is the use of these other rules and regulations? First, just do these two things. Do the simple things that I ask you to do. Don't concern yourself with all these rituals. First, chant your 16 rounds and follow the principles. So for me, this is very, very instructive. And I have preached like this for many, many years. Now I have the exact evidence to back up my preaching.
Ahora tengo la evidencia exacta para yo poder respaldar mi predica.
Shruti Kirti continues.
Shruti Kirti continuó.
One day a brahmachari entered Prabhupada's room.
Un día un brahmachari entró a la pieza de Srila Prabhupada.
And told him that he had fallen down with a woman to have sex.
Y le dijo que se había caído con una mujer al tener sexo con ella.
He suggested to Prabhupada that perhaps he should get married.
Le sugirió a Srila Prabhupada que tal vez él debiera casarse.
Prabhupada answered,
y Srila Prabhupada le contestó,
what makes you think marriage is going to solve your difficulties?
¿Y qué es lo que te hace a ti pensar que el matrimonio es lo que te va a ayudar a superar tus dificultades?
You should just chant.
Tú solamente debieras cantar.
Just chant Hare Krishna.
Solamente canta Hare Krishna.
Chant your 16 rounds.
Canta tus 16 rounds.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Shruti Kirti continues.
Shruti Kirti continuó.
Many times devotees went into Prabhupada's room
muchas ocasiones los devotos iban a la pieza de Srila Prabhupada
with the problem they were hoping
con el problema que ellos esperaban
would be solved with some particular arrangement.
Sería solucionado con un arreglo en particular.
But Prabhupada's solution was always the same.
La solución de Srila Prabhupada era siempre la misma.
Just chant Hare Krishna.
Solamente canta Hare Krishna.
Chant your 16 rounds.
Canta tus 16 rondas.
He also developed the phrase,
él también desarrolló la frase,
just do it.
Solo Solo hazlo.
And that was later used by the Nike shoe company.
Y eso fue posteriormente ocupado por la campaña de Nike.
Maybe they found out something from Prabhupada.
Claro, tal vez encontraron algo de Srila Prabhupada.
Prabhupada once told a disciple,
Srila Prabhupada una vez le dijo a sus discípulos,
if there is some difficulty,
si es que hay alguna dificultad,
chant loudly.
Canten fuerte.
If there is some agitation,
si es que hay alguna agitación,
chant out loud.
Canta que tú te escuches.
And I have done that all throughout my life.
Y yo he hecho eso a lo largo de toda mi vida.
And I always have a problem. So I always chant loud. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
You like so far?
¿Les ha gustado hasta ahora?
Gusta? Okay, good. Very much. Oh, very good. All right. This one takes place April 13th, 1973 in Los Angeles. Shruti Kirti writes, certain service was especially ecstatic.
Ciertos servicios eran especial o particularmente extáticos.
Walking behind Prabhupada,
caminar tras de Srila Prabhupada,
as he left the airplane,
cuando él dejaba el avión,
and entered the terminal building,
y entraba como el edificio terminal,
was one of the most amazing experiences.
Era una de las experiencias más,
at this time,
y en ese momento,
it had been 8 months
habían sido ya 8 meses,
since Prabhupada was in the United States.
Desde que Srila Prabhupada estaba en Estados Unidos.
It was wonderful the way he prepared himself.
Era maravillosa la forma en la que se preparó a sí mismo.
For his grand entrance.
Para su gran entrada.
After the seatbelt sign went on,
después de que se apagó la señal del cinturón de seguridad,
instructing the passengers to stay in their seat,
instruyéndole a los pasajeros a quedarse en sus asientos,
he would usually get out of his seat.
Él usualmente se iba a salir del asiento.
He would go to the bathroom,
iba a ir al baño,
and put on tilak.
Y se ponía su tilak.
I would accompany him,
y yo lo acompañaba,
waiting outside the bathroom door.
Esperando afuera de la puerta del baño.
The walk to and from our seats
caminaba cercano a nuestro asiento,
could be exciting,
podía ser, excitante,
if the plane rocked about,
si es que el avión se movía mucho,
due to turbulence.
Debido a las turbulencias.
If a attendant tried to stop him,
y si es que yo tenía la intención de tratar de detenerlo,
he would ignore her request.
Él iba a ignorar su requerimiento,
as if he didn't hear her.
Como si él no lo hubiese escuchado.
As he returned to his seat,
y en cuanto él volvía a su asiento,
he carefully hung his bead bag around his neck.
Él delicadamente se colgaba su cuenta de yapa en su cuello.
When the plane landed,
y cuando el avión aterrizaba,
he put the flower garland on. If there were other garlands, he would give one to each person in his party. Entourage. Grupo. As he left the airplane and entered the corridor, chanting could be heard in the background. It would get louder and louder as we entered the lounge. Prabhupada's smile would grow large as he approached. Seeing his loving disciples. On this day, there were several hundred devotees in the airport. They were oblivious to everyone and everything.
Ellos estaban
indiferentes.
Indiferentes
a toda la persona y a todo lo que lo rodeaba.
Yes, meaning not paying attention.
Él no estaba prestando la atención a nada de la persona ni a nada de lo que lo rodeaba.
All they would be concerned about was Prabhupada.
Todo lo que a ellos les importaba era Prabhupada.
I have no qualification to describe.
Yo no tengo ninguna cualificación para describir
the feelings of my God brothers and God sisters.
Los sentimientos de mis hermanos y de mis hermanas.
As I have never been fortunate enough
en cuanto yo nunca he sido lo suficientemente afortunado
to have such strong, loving emotions for Prabhupada.
De tener sentimientos de amor tan fuertes por Srila Prabhupada.
It was obvious to everyone in the airport
era obvio para todos en el aeropuerto
that the devotees were feeling transcendental bliss.
Que los devotos estaban teniendo una felicidad trascendental.
The loving reciprocation between Prabhupada and his disciples
el amor recíproco entre Srila Prabhupada y sus discípulos
was most easy to see in the airport.
Era más fácil de ver cuando estaban en el aeropuerto.
For several minutes, it seemed
por varios minutos parecía
that no one's feet touched the ground.
Que los pies de ninguno de ellos tocaba el suelo.
Torrents of ecstatic tears flowed freely from everyone,
torrentes de lágrimas de amor corrían libremente por cada uno,
except for one fallen soul.
Excepto de una alma caída.
Me.
Yo.
We arrived in Los Angeles Temple.
Nosotros llegamos al Templo de Los Ángeles.
And entered Prabhupada's room at noon.
Y entramos a la pieza de Prabhupada en la atardecer.
I immediately prepared for his massage.
Y yo inmediatamente preparé todo para su masaje.
During the massage,
durante el masaje,
my mind was very disturbed.
Mi mente estaba muy perturbada.
I could not free myself
no podía liberarme
from the pain of thinking
del dolor de pensar
that everyone had such love for their guru,
que todos tenían un amor tan grande por su guru
except me.
Excepto yo.
I was a cheater.
Yo era un mentiroso.
An imposter.
Un impostor.
I finally got the courage to speak
y yo finalmente tuve el coraje para poder hablar
while massaging Prabhupada's back.
Mientras le masajeaba su espalda hacia la Prabhupada.
This way, I didn't have to speak to him face to face.
De esta manera, no tenía que hablarle a él cara a cara.
I then said,
y entonces dije,
Prabhupada, all of your disciples have so much love for you.
Todos tus discípulos tienen tanto amor por ti.
But it makes me feel so bad.
Y me hace a mí sentir tan mal.
I lack this intense love.
Que me dan envidia. Que estoy carente de ese tipo de amor.
When I'm with you at the airport,
cuando estoy con usted en el aeropuerto,
I can see everyone dancing, chanting, and crying.
Puedo verlos a todos bailando, cantando y llorando.
I have so much association with you.
Tengo tanta asociación con usted.
Yet I don't feel this overwhelming love like they do.
Y aún así yo no siento este amor sobrecogedor que ellos sienten.
I was hoping he would say something
y yo estaba esperando que él me dijera algo
to relieve my mind.
Para aliviar mi mente.
But he remained silent.
Pero él se quedó en silencio.
Tormented, I finished the massage.
Atormentado, terminé el masaje.
And went back to my room
y volví a mi pieza
to finish preparing his lunch.
A terminar de preparar su almuerzo.
After he chanted Gayatri Mantra,
y después de que él cantó su mantra Gayatri,
he called me into his room.
Él me llamó a su habitación.
As I entered,
y en cuanto yo entré,
I offered my obeisances
le ofrecí mis reverencias,
and looked up with great concern
y miré con mucha preocupación,
because he had such a serious look on his face.
Porque él tenía una mirada muy seria en su cara.
Then he said,
y entonces dijo,
Saul,
así que,
do you like serving me?
Así que, ¿a ti te gusta servirme?
Oh yes, Prabhupada.
Oh, sí, Prabhupada.
I like serving you very much.
Me gusta mucho servirle.
Then that is love.
Entonces, eso es amor.
Everyone can do so many things.
Todos pueden hacer tantas cosas.
Singing,
cantar,
dancing,
bailar,
jumping up and down.
Saltando de arriba abajo.
But you are actually doing something.
Pero tú estabas realmente haciendo algo.
Isn't this love?
¿No es eso amor?
I guess so, Prabhupada.
Me parece que sí, Prabhupada.
So you just do your service.
Así que entonces, tú solo haz tu servicio.
That is all.
Eso es todo.
That is necessary.
Eso eso es necesario.
This is what love means.
Eso es lo que el amor significa.
To do service.
Hacer servicio.
Srila Prabhupada ki. You want to hear more? Yes? Okay. Okay. So once,
entonces, una vez,
Prabhupada asked Shruti Kirti,
Prabhupada preguntó a Shruti Kirti,
what is the most beautiful animal?
¿Cuál es el animal más hermoso?
So what would you say?
Entonces, ¿qué diría usted?
Caballo. What would you say? Horse. You would say horse. Anybody else? Huh? Swan. Any other? What's that? Cat? Cow? That's what Shruti Kirti said. He said cow. Any other ideas? Anybody else have an opinion on what is the most beautiful animal? The lion. Some people might say perro. Right? Some people in America especially. So what did Prabhupada say? Prabhupada said horse. He has a very beautiful form. The muscle structure is very nice. Okay. Notice he said, what was the most beautiful? But if the question had been, what is Krishna's favorite animal? How do you say in Spanish?
Vaca.
Yes. Vaca. Okay. So let's see. Oh, this is a good one. Do you know what is French fries?
¿Ustedes saben lo que son las papas fritas?
Oh, so you have that. Papa frita, of course. Oh, excuse me. Okay. This is October 7th, 1972, San Francisco. Shruti Kirti says, I had been Prabhupada's personal servant for 1 month. I was beginning to feel comfortable, knowledgeable of my duties. Little did I know that this qualified me for a major setback. One evening, Prabhupada asked me to prepare puris, potato chips, and hot milk. We were not staying at the temple. Instead, at a cottage of a young couple who were friends of devotees. Before Prabhupada arrived, the devotees spent hours cleaning the cottage. However, the kitchen facility was not very good.
Pero las instalaciones de la cocina no eran muy buenas.
But there was ghee on the stove.
Pero había ghee en el fuego.
So a meal could be prepared.
Por lo tanto, una comida podía ser preparada.
Prabhupada asked for potato chips.
Y si la Prabhupada pidió chips de papa.
I was anxious to prepare them.
Yo estaba ansioso por prepararlos.
But I had no experience.
Pero no tenía nada de experiencia.
Making the puris was easy.
Hacer los puris era fácil.
But it took some time.
Pero tomaba algo de tiempo.
It was getting late.
Y se estaba haciendo tarde.
And I didn't want Prabhupada to have to wait any longer.
Y yo no quería que si la Prabhupada tuviera que esperar más tiempo.
So I peeled some potatoes.
Así que yo pelé algo de papas.
Sliced them as thin as possible.
Las rebané lo más delgadito que pude.
And fried them in very hot ghee.
Y las freí en ghee muy caliente.
They came out resembling potato chips.
Y el resultado fueron chips de papa.
But not exactly like any chips I'd ever seen before.
Pero no exactamente como otras
I felt very fortunate to serve Krishna's devotee, Prabhupada.
Sentí muy afortunado de poder servir a los devotos de Krishna.
Devoto de Krishna, yes.
Al devoto de Krishna.
I rushed to see Prabhupada. And I brought the dish of potato chips. One hot puri.
Un puri caliente,
and a cup of hot milk.
Y una tacita con leche caliente.
Prabhupada pointed to the chips.
Y si la Prabhupada apuntó a los chips.
What are these?
¿Qué es lo que son esto?
They are not chips.
Esto no son chips.
This is not what I wanted.
Esto no es lo que yo quería.
Seeing my pain in my face,
imagínense la pena en mi cara.
He said,
y él dijo,
anyway, go on, leave it.
Bueno, de todas maneras, da lo mismo, déjenlo.
I felt terrible.
Y yo me sentí terrible.
This was the first time I had failed in my service to my guru. I felt like dying.
Me sentí como, como que estaba muriendo.
The offering had been unacceptable.
La ofrenda había sido inaceptable.
I went back to the kitchen.
Yo volví a la cocina.
And cooked the next puri.
Y cociné el siguiente puri.
I returned to Prabhupada's room.
Y volví a la pieza, decir a Prabhupada,
placed the puri on his plate.
Puse el puri en su plato.
Offered my obeisances.
Le presenté mi joven,
but when I sat up,
pero cuando me paré,
he looked at me with a big smile.
Él me miró a mí con una sonrisa muy grande.
These potatoes are very good.
Estas papas están muy buenas.
It is all right.
Está todo bien.
They are very nice.
Ellas están muy, muy bien, muy ricas. Qué alivio.
I breathed a sigh of relief.
Y yo, respiré profundamente de alivio.
Oh, good. Thank you, Prabhupada.
Oh, Dios mío, gracias, Prabhupada.
I was in bliss.
Estoy bendecido.
I didn't know whether he really liked them.
No sabía si realmente le habían gustado,
or if he just said that to make me feel better.
O si solamente lo dijo para hacerme sentir mejor.
Either way, it was wonderful.
De cualquier manera, fue maravilloso.
It felt terrific to have someone.
Y se sintió grande tener a alguien
to care so much about me.
Que se preocupara tanto de mí.
I brought him another puri. And waited for him to finish.
Y esperé a que él lo terminara.
Picking up his plates,
y tomando, levantando sus platos,
I was thrilled to see
yo estaba con temor de ver,
he had eaten all of the so-called potato chips. Prabhupada mercifully accepted my bumbling efforts.
Y Srila Prabhupada amablemente aceptó mis esfuerzos.
Months later, while in India, I realized that chips,
yo me di cuenta que los chips
are the British equivalent to American French fries.
Son el equivalente inglés de las americanas papas fritas.
Being inexperienced,
y siendo inexperto,
I misunderstood.
Y yo no lo entendí.
I knew then that Prabhupada had wanted French fries.
Y en ese momento recién supe que lo que si la Prabhupada quería eran papas fritas.
Now I again made him chips.
Y ahora de nuevo, yo le hice chips.
But according to his instructions,
pero de acuerdo a su instrucción,
thin and crispy.
Delgadas y crujientes, delgadas y crujientes.
The actual word in English is crispy.
Y la palabra literal en inglés es crispy.
But Prabhupada changed it to crispy.
Pero si la Prabhupada la cambió a crispy.
In order to make it sound that they should be crunchy.
Para de la manera que sonara que ellas debieran ser crujientes.
Who likes papas fritas?
¿A quién le gusta la papa frita?
Now, I was trained by one sannyasi.
Yo fui entrenado por un sannyasi.
He came to see me and my wife in Los Angeles.
Él vino a verme a mí y a mi esposa en Los Angeles.
And my wife only cooks in ghee and butter. I've been married to her over 30 years. She has never used oil. Ghee and butter.
Ahí están los resultados del ghee y la mantequilla.
That's why I'm happy.
Es por esto que yo soy feliz.
So when we made French fries for this sannyasi,
así que cuando nosotros hicimos estas papitas fritas para el sannyasi,
he said, I will teach you the best way.
Él dijo, yo les voy a enseñar la mejor manera.
Bring lemon.
Tráiganme limón.
So he took a lemon and squeezed it on the French fries.
Entonces, él trajo este limón y lo exprimió sobre las papitas fritas.
I want some right now.
Quiero comer un poquito ahora.
French fries, kijai. And authorized. Prabhupada liked French fries. All right. Let's hear the next episode. August
1973.
Bhaktivedanta Manor in England. That is the temple that was donated by George Harrison of the Beatles.
Ese fue el templo que fue donado por George Harrison de los Beatles.
After 1 year being with Prabhupada,
después de un año de estar con Prabhupada,
I became accustomed to his transcendental rhythms.
Yo me puse acostumbrado a sus ritmos transcendentales.
At times I sat in my quarters and heard the sweet sound of the harmonium coming from his room. No, his room. Prabhupada's room. I knew I could invite any nearby devotees into Prabhupada's room. I could. While Prabhupada would sing.
Mientras Prabhupada cantaba.
But on this day,
pero en este día,
nobody was around.
Nadie estaba alrededor.
So I went into his room alone.
Así que yo fui a su pieza solo.
Offered my humble obeisances.
Mis humildes reverencias.
As I sat up,
y de la medida que me sentaba,
I was filled with nectar.
Estaba, lleno de néctar.
Of Prabhupada's melodious bhajan.
De los bhajans melodiosos de Sri Prabhupada.
Just by hearing him play the harmonium.
Solo por escucharlo a él tocar el harmonio.
And listening to the sound of his voice.
Y escuchar el sonido de su voz.
My stone-like heart was softened.
Mi corazón, que es como una piedra, era suavizado.
Without moving.
Y sin moverse.
I quietly sat and listened.
Sin moverme, yo tranquilamente me sentaba y escuchaba.
Not wanting to distract him.
No queriendo distraerlo,
while he was in this blissful mood.
En cuanto él estaba en este humor de felicidad.
It amazed me,
y me impresionaba,
that he had so many responsibilities,
que tuviera tantas responsabilidades,
but he always found time,
pero él siempre encontraba tiempo,
to chant his rounds,
para cantar sus rondas,
sing bhajans,
cantar sus bhajans,
and read his books.
Y leer sus libros.
After a minute,
y después de un minuto,
he looked up from the harmonium,
él miró el harmonio,
and nodded at me. I knew that meant to accompany him with kartals. He continued singing for some time.
Él continuó cantando por algún tiempo.
When he finished, I said,
cuando él terminó, yo dije,
Srila Prabhupada,
Srila Prabhupada,
your kirtan and bhajans,
kirtan y bhajans
are always different from anyone else I have ever heard.
Son siempre diferentes de cualquiera otro que yo haya escuchado.
Prabhupada started laughing.
Srila Prabhupada comenzó a reír.
And he replied,
y le respondió,
yes, I have my own style of chanting.
Sí, yo tengo mi propio estilo de cantar.
Prabhupada's style was sometimes imitated,
el estilo de Srila Prabhupada era algunas veces imitado,
but never duplicated.
Pero nunca igualado.
After all,
después de todo,
who could create an international society,
¿quién podría crear una sociedad internacional,
by chanting under a tree?
Por solo cantar bajo un árbol.
Because that's how this movement started.
Porque así fue como este movimiento comenzó.
In New York City,
en la ciudad de Nueva York,
Prabhupada walked to a nearby park,
es decir, Prabhupada caminó a un parquecito que estaba cerca,
and just started chanting sitting under a tree.
Y tan solo comenzó a cantar sentado bajo un árbol.
He was like the Pied Piper.
Él era como el flautista de Hamelin.
And he started to attract devotees.
Y empezó a atraer a los devotos.
Now we have ISKCON Chile.
Y ahora tenemos ISKCON Chile.
And it all started with Prabhupada in 66 chanting under a tree.
Y todo comenzó con Srila Prabhupada en los 66 cantando bajo un árbol.
Now this next one I can really relate to.
Y la siguiente historia yo sí como que me siento muy relacionado a ella.
So Sakshi, you liking?
Yes.
You learning?
Yes.
Good. Again, this is Bhaktivedanta Manor in 1973.
Esto también ocurrió en Bhaktivedanta Manor en 1973.
Indian culture was apparent.
La cultura india era aparentemente.
While visiting Indians all over the world.
Mientras visitaban hindúes visitaban desde todo el mundo.
While traveling.
Mientras viajaba.
Prabhupada and his disciples.
Prabhupada y sus discípulos.
Were often invited to a life member's house for a feast.
Eran comúnmente invitados a la casa de uno.
Fiesta. His disciples were always eager to attend such a gathering as they would get Prabhupada's association as well as opulent prasadam. I don't remember Prabhupada ever refusing an invitation. Sometimes he would give a short lecture before prasadam.
Algunas veces él daría una pequeña o corta lectura antes del prasadam.
On one such gathering,
y en una de estas reuniones,
several dozen devotees
habían bastantes devotos,
went to an Indian gentleman's house.
Que fueron a la casa de un caballero hindú.
The prasadam was very opulent.
El prasadam era muy opulento.
Prabhupada described prasadam in different ways. He would say, devotees should get sumptuous prasadam. Simple but sumptuous. Sumptuous meant very tasty. If the prasadam is tasty, you can go on eating even if you're not hungry.
Tú ya no hambre,
and if it's not tasty,
si es que no está sabroso,
then you'll immediately lose your appetite.
Usted va a su.
So that's why I stay with Sakshi.
Por eso que yo me quedo en la casa de madre Sakshi.
Prasadam is always tasty.
Está muy.
Was it tasty last night?
Yes.
Last night? Was good?
Yes.
Good. Yes. Good. Very tasty.
Estaba muy.
Prasadam must be very nice.
El prasadam debe ser muy agradable.
Then everything else will be all right.
Después, todo lo demás va a estar bien.
Opulent prasadam means
un prasadam opulento significa
ghee,
ghee
and sugar.
Y azúcar.
Vegan, ghee and sugar.
Solo ghee y azúcar.
Okay, that's a joke, chiste.
Es un chistecito.
At the feast at the Indian man's house,
y en la fiesta de este caballero hindú,
there was halava,
había halava,
sweet rice,
arroz dulce,
puris,
puris,
and many other preparations.
Y muchas otras preparaciones.
Hungry?
Mm.
I watched Prabhupada eat.
Y yo miraba.
It was always special.
Y era siempre especial.
Normally, he took prasadam alone in his room.
Normalmente, él tomaba el prasadam solo en su habitación.
I cannot do him justice.
Y yo no podía,
justice.
Yo no podía hacerle justicia a
by trying to describe
al tratar de describir
the heavenly way he moved his fingers,
la manera celestial,
hands,
movía sus dedos, sus manos,
mouth,
boca,
as he ate prasadam. But even I could see,
pero a pesar de que yo podía ver,
that he was honoring Krishna prasadam.
De que él estaba honrando el Krishna prasadam.
Everyone ate to their full satisfaction.
Todos comían a su entera satisfacción.
When we returned to the temple,
y cuando nosotros retornamos al templo,
Prabhupada rang his bell.
Y si la Prabhupada tocó la, el timbre,
I went to his room,
y yo fui a su habitación,
offered my obeisances.
Presenté mis reverencias,
Prabhupada asked,
y si la Prabhupada preguntó,
so everyone has enjoyed the prasadam.
Así que todos han disfrutado el prasadam.
Everyone has enjoyed the feast.
Todos disfrutaron de la fiesta.
Well, actually, Prabhupada,
bueno, en realidad, si la Prabhupada,
some of the devotees,
algunos de los devotos,
are not feeling very well.
No se están sintiendo muy bien.
They said everything was fried in oil instead of ghee. Well, what do you expect? He replied. I was watching them. I saw Pradyumna. He ate so many puris. And another devotee. He ate too much of the vegetable. I was amazed. I noticed Prabhupada eating. But I had no idea that he had observed so much. He simultaneously did so many things without ever appearing to do anything at all. Yes,
Prabhupada.
But I don't feel well and I didn't eat very much. Yes, I know this, he said. You didn't eat so much. But I do remember you ate four puris. Yes, Prabhupada, I did. I was in disbelief. I offered my obeisances and left the room, still trying to figure out how he knew all of this. He knew more about what I ate than I did. It was remarkable to me how he was so aware of everything that was going on, even at a simple function. I know another story like this. You've heard in New York the United Nations building. It's a famous building. So one time Prabhupada went there with his disciples. So after they had been there, Prabhupada asked the disciples, so who is the ambassador here? Who is the ambassador here? Who is... And Prabhupada said, you didn't read? Because there was a big sign with all the names. So Prabhupada had noticed all the names. The disciples didn't do anything. So Prabhupada expected that you would pay attention. You want to hear more about prasadam? All right. Do you know what is popcorn? You have popcorn here? See? Of course. Well. This is October
1972.
Berkeley, California.
Berkeley.
In America, we have a nickname for Berkeley.
En Estados Unidos, nosotros tenemos un apodo para Berkeley.
Berserkly.
Berserkly.
Meaning?
Que significa loquito.
Crazy.
Muy loquito.
Berserk. When somebody goes berserk, they go mad.
Okay. Cuando alguien se vuelve berserk, es porque alguien se volvió loco.
So they call it Berserkly.
Y así le llaman entonces a la ciudad, Berserkly.
One evening, Prabhupada spoke at the University of California.
Entonces, una tarde, si la Prabhupada habló en la Universidad de California,
the heart of the hippie capital.
El corazón de la capital hippie.
Yo hippie.
Yo era un hippie.
At this time, I was not a devotee. I was hippie.
Cuando ocurrió esto, yo no era un devoto, yo era un hippie.
Hair down to here.
Pelito largo.
Big beard.
Barba muy grande.
Ganja.
Mucha marihuana.
Chicas.
Muchas mujeres.
And miserable.
Y era miserable.
1 year later, I came to Prabhupada.
Un año después, yo llegué a Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada aquí. Yeah. The devotees enthusiastically received Prabhupada.
Entonces, los devotos entusiastamente recibieron a Srila Prabhupada.
And really enjoyed his lecture.
Y realmente disfrutaron de su lectura.
They had prepared barrels of popcorn.
Ellos habían preparado barriles de popcorn.
And distributed it following Prabhupada's lecture.
Y los distribuyeron siguiendo las lecturas de Srila Prabhupada.
What is that?
¿Qué es lo que es eso?
Oh, that is popcorn, Prabhupada.
Eso es popcorn, Srila Prabhupada.
Would you like some?
¿Le gustaría un poquitito?
Yes, give me some.
Sí, denme un poquito.
The devotees gave him popcorn.
Los devotos le dieron cabritas.
Which was being distributed in little bags.
La cual estaba siendo distribuida en pequeños paquetitos.
Which had the Hare Krishna mantra printed on them.
Con el Mahamantra Hare Krishna impreso en estos paquetitos.
Prabhupada ate the popcorn with great relish.
Srila Prabhupada se comió este popcorn con gran
sabor.
Con gran gusto.
Oh, this is nice.
Esto está rico, está bueno.
All the devotees,
todos los devotos,
especially those who had cooked and distributed the popcorn,
especialmente aquellos que habían preparado y distribuido estas cabritas,
felt so much pleasure.
Sentían tanto placer.
Now they were certain.
Ahora ellos estaban seguros.
Their offering had been accepted.
De que su ofrenda había sido aceptada.
And their lives were successful.
Y que sus vidas eran un éxito.
When Prabhupada finished eating the popcorn,
cuando Srila Prabhupada terminó de comerse las cabritas,
he left his hand in the popcorn bag.
Él dejó su manito en la bolsita de la cabrita.
It was very nice.
Era muy bonito.
Overjoyed, the devotees performed Harinam Sankirtan.
Extremadamente felices, los devotos hicieron un Harinam Sankirtan.
And Prabhupada's car drove by.
Y el auto de Srila Prabhupada llegó.
Encouraging devotees by his vision.
Dándole ánimo a los devotos solo con su mirada.
The next night,
y a la siguiente noche,
there was another preaching engagement.
Había otro compromiso de predica.
Again, the devotees offered Prabhupada popcorn.
Y de nuevo, los devotos le ofrecieron a Srila Prabhupada cabritas.
But this,
Srila Prabhupada dijo,
no, I am old.
No, yo estoy viejo.
I cannot do things like this very often.
Yo no puedo hacer cosas como esta muy seguido.
It is very good.
Es muy rico.
But a little difficult for me to digest.
Pero un poco difícil para mí de digerir.
It is very good.
Está muy rico.
I like it.
Me gusta.
Popcorn key. Yeah. When I was in New York Temple,
cuando yo estuve en el templo de Nueva York,
they had one, we had a 13-story building.
Teníamos un edificio de 13 pisos?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And one floor was for the new devotees.
Y uno de estos pisos era para los devotos nuevos.
So my friend Arjasvat,
así que mi amigo Arjasvat,
he was in charge of the new devotees.
Él estaba a cargo de los nuevos devotos.
So he had a big container.
Así que él tenía un container bastante grande.
And it was more than popcorn.
Y que era para un pote que era con más que papas fritas, más que cabrita.
Fried peanuts.
Maní frito,
raisins,
pasas,
and fried curd chunks.
Y, I don't know that. ¿Qué sabe?
Yogurt.
Not yogurt.
No.
Paneer. Chunks. Fried in ghee. You can't fry yogurt.
Trocitos de paneer fritos en ghee.
And with turmeric, pepper,
pimienta,
salt,
sal,
shake it up.
Y lo batían,
So whenever a new devotee felt like leaving,
entonces, cada vez que algún devoto tenía ganas de irse,
Urges what would stop him?
Él
Sit down.
Siéntate aquí.
Have some popcorn.
Ven a tomar algo de comer, algo de cabritas.
Nobody left that temple.
Y nadie se iba de ese templo.
Very nice.
Muy bueno, muy agradable.
Okay, this is a very nice one.
Y esta que contiene contenido es una historia muy buena.
This is in Venezuela.
Esto ocurrió en Venezuela.
Your country. Prabhupada influenced everyone, not your country, the continent. I'm sorry. Continent. One big country, right?
Yes.
South America is one big country, except for Brazil. They speak a different language. Prabhupada influenced everyone he was with. Traveling with him was an enlightening experience.
Viajar con él era una experiencia muy iluminadora.
While visiting various temples,
y en la, en cuanto visitábamos bastantes distintos templos,
it was ecstatic to see,
era muy extático ver,
how he lifted everyone's spirits.
Como él levantaba los espíritus de todos.
Being with him in airplanes and airports,
estar con él en los aviones y en los aeropuertos,
offered a unique opportunity. I was able to see how he changed the lives of those who knew nothing about him. It must have been his effulgence. It could be seen even by a fool like myself. First time I saw Prabhupada, he was glowing. It was like rays of light were coming from him. I still can remember seeing him coming out the door. All the devotees went down to pay obeisances. It was my first time seeing the temple and Prabhupada.
Era mi primera vez que yo veía el templo y Prabhupada.
And all this light was coming from Prabhupada.
Y toda esta luz que venía de Prabhupada.
And it knocked me down.
Que me dejó choqueado.
And I thought,
y yo pensé,
now I have found the new Jesus.
Ahora yo he encontrado el nuevo Jesús.
I was so happy.
Yo estaba tan feliz.
Prabhupada was glowing.
Pero Prabhupada estaba brillante.
I can still remember that day.
April 1973.
Prabhupada aquí. Yeah. On the plane,
y en el avión,
a stewardess passed by.
Una azafata pasó.
This man looks very wonderful.
Y este hombre se ve bastante hermoso.
Others would ask what they could do for him.
Otros preguntaban qué podían hacer por él.
Once on a Venezuela Airlines, it was a unique experience.
Fue una experiencia única.
Prabhupada, myself, and two other devotees,
la Prabhupada, yo y otros dos devotos,
were traveling from Mexico City to Caracas.
Estábamos viajando desde la Ciudad de México hacia Caracas.
I hadn't prepared any prasadam for the flight.
Y yo no había preparado nada de prasadam para el vuelo.
But just before we boarded the plane,
pero justo antes de que abordáramos el avión,
an Indian devotee,
un devoto hindú,
handed me a bag,
entre una bolsa,
filled with puffed rice,
llena con arroz inflado,
that she had made for the trip.
Que ella había hecho para el viaje.
Prabhupada then said,
entonces, si la Prabhupada dijo,
as soon as the plane took off,
en cuanto el avión se pegó,
all right, let's take prasadam.
Okay, tomemos el prasadam.
Do you want what is being served on the plane, Prabhupada? No, no, no.
No, no, no.
We have our prasadam.
Nosotros tenemos nuestro prasadam.
I didn't ask for a plate.
Yo no pedí un plato.
I simply put the tray table down.
Yo simplemente bajé esta mesita que está en los asientos.
Unwrapped the aluminum foil.
Desenvolví el paquete de aluminio.
And placed the puffed rice before my guru.
Y puse el arroz inflado frente a mi guru.
He immediately started to eat.
Él inmediatamente comenzó a comer.
Although it was a small portion,
y a pesar de que era una porción pequeña,
he only ate half.
Él
without even looking at me,
sin siquiera mirarme,
he said,
él dijo,
all right, now you can take.
Okay, ahora ustedes pueden tomar.
Because he would sit, Prabhupada would sit by the window,
porque si la Prabhupada se sentó al lado de la ventana,
and Shruti Kirti would sit next to Prabhupada.
Y Shruti Kirti se sentó al lado de Srila Prabhupada.
All right, now you can take.
Okay, o sea, está bien, ahora ustedes pueden tomar.
Prabhupada always took care of his entourage.
Srila Prabhupada siempre tuvo mucho cuidado con sus acompañantes.
This quality was one of many I greatly appreciated.
Y esta es una de las cualidades que yo más admiraba en él.
All of a sudden,
pronto,
a young stewardess came by,
una azafata joven,
walked down the aisle,
caminó por el pasillo,
looked at us,
nos miró,
and spontaneously reached and placed her hand into my Mahaprasadam.
Ella los miró y espontáneamente se les tiró su mano y se les fue sobre su Mahaprasadam.
Grabbing a fistful,
y tomó un puñadito,
she tossed it into her
y
mouth.
Inmediatamente su boca.
Oh, this is very good.
Dijo ella, esto está muy bueno.
What is it?
¿Qué es lo que es?
It's puffed rice.
Es arroz inflado.
I tried to keep my composure.
Yo traté de mantener la compostura.
Prabhupada looked at her with a broad smile.
Si la Prabhupada miró a ella con una sonrisa muy grande.
Ah, this is very good, she said.
Esto está muy bueno, dijo ella.
I then said,
y entonces yo dije,
I'm glad you liked it.
Estoy contento, estoy alegre de que la haya gustado.
But I was a little shocked,
pero yo estaba un poco choqueado,
about what she had done.
Pero por lo que ella había hecho.
Then she said,
entonces ella dijo,
are you having anything else to eat?
¿Tienen alguna otra cosita para comer?
Well, we're vegetarian.
Bueno, le dijeron ellos, nosotros somos vegetarianos.
Unless there's some fruit,
a menos que haya alguna fruta,
we can't have anything.
Nosotros no podemos tomar otra cosa.
No problem.
Ni un problema.
I will go up to the first class section.
Yo voy a ir a la sección de primera clase,
and get you a basket of fruit.
Y les voy a traer una canasta con frutas.
In a moment,
en un momento,
she returned with fruit and knives.
Ella regresó con la fruta,
and knives. And again asked,
y de nuevo preguntó,
if there was anything else she could get us.
Si había alguna otra cosa que ella pudiera traernos.
Turning to Prabhupada, I asked,
y yo me di vuelta hacia Prabhupada, le pregunté,
Prabhupada, would you like some milk?
Prabhupada, ¿usted quisiera algo de leche?
Yes, hot milk.
Sí, leche caliente.
Okay, I told her.
Okay, le dije a ella,
he will have some hot milk.
Él va a tomar algo de leche caliente.
And we will have some hot milk as well. She quickly went to the first class
and
came back with the hot milk.
Y volvió con la leche caliente.
Prabhupada had lectured many times about super soul. Residing in the heart of the living entity. However, I had never experienced his presence before that day.
Sin embargo, yo nunca había presenciado, sentido su presencia aparte de ese día.
I became convinced,
yo me convencí,
that only super soul within the heart of the stewardess,
que solamente la superalma en el corazón de la azafata,
could have inspired her to act in such an unprofessional manner.
Pudo haberla obligado a actuar de una manera tan poco profesional.
Sometimes devotees would offer me money,
algunas veces los devotos me ofrecían dinero,
in order to get Prabhupada's remnants.
Para poder conseguirse los remanentes de Srila Prabhupada.
But I never took the money.
Porque nunca acepté el dinero.
Here was this flight attendant,
y entonces estaba este intento de vuelo,
boldly,
¿está? Sorry.
Flight attendant.
Ah, estaba el, una azafata.
Boldly going where no one had ever gone before.
Yendo hacia un lugar donde nadie nunca había ido antes.
By the mercy of Krishna,
por la misericordia de Krishna,
and his pure devotee.
Es su devoto puro.
One more.
Una más.
Que la azafata se había animado a hacer
lo que ninguna otra persona se había animado a hacer.
Oh, this is an important one.
Esta es una importante.
This is 1973 in Mayapur.
Esto fue en 1973 en Mayapur.
During ISKCON's first international festival,
durante el primer festival internacional de ISKCON,
many devotees demonstrated,
muchos devotos demostraron,
how they had become influenced,
cómo ellos habían sido influenciados,
by the Bengali form of kirtan.
Por la forma bengalí del kirtan.
However,
sin embargo,
Prabhupada expressed some displeasure about the chanting of so many different mantras. He said, they can chant their Nitai Gaur Hari Bowls, but I will chant Hare
Krishna
and go back home, back to Godhead. So, very important instruction.
Así que ahí hay una instrucción muy importante.
¿Una más?
¿Quieren una más?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Ah, this one.
Esta.
Entering Prabhupada's rooms was always an enlightening experience.
La entrar a la habitación de Srila Prabhupada era siempre una experiencia muy iluminadora.
Sometimes Prabhupada sat and read his books. Whenever he read, it seemed to him that someone else had written his books because he didn't read with the mind of an author, looking for editing mistakes or grammatical errors. He read his books with the relish of a pure devotee, reading the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, to whom he was completely attached. One day I went into Prabhupada's room to perform my duties.
Para poder hacer mis labores.
He was